He's making his second appearance on the show. You might have read the great feature by Austin Meek in the Register Guard. Saturday, he'll be part of an amazing card, putting his 7-0 record on the line against Michael Chandler at the Garden in New York for the lightweight title as part of Bellator 180, repping the 541. Welcome back, Brent Primus. Brent, thanks for the time. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me on.
And I know you've had fights back east, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, but what's it like knowing you'll be at the Garden, which has been hosting major fights since 1925? You know, guys like Sugar Ray Robinson, Ali, Lennox Lewis, and guys like that.
It's great. You know, it's literally a dream come true, and it's a lifetime opportunity, you know, and I'm here in New York right now, and right across from Madison Square Garden, and like I said, man, it's a dream come true for me, and I can't wait to go out there and shine. It's going to be great.
So this past Sunday was Father's Day, and as we learned in the story, next Father's Day, you'll be a dad. When you consider the unique and kind of trying times you've been through ever since you were a kid in middle school, I'd imagine this is just an amazing time in your life with so many incredible things happening.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's been kind of a crazy, you know, 3-4 months. I've been in a long training camp and training my butt off, and, you know, my wife's pregnant right now, and, you know, after this fight, I just can't wait to be a dad. You know, I can't wait to meet my little boy, and I'm really excited, and it's gonna be great, man. It's just been an awesome 3-4 months, you know. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
We're talking with Brent Primus, outstanding lightweight, fighting this Saturday on a huge card. Starts at 7 our time. One fascinating aspect of the piece on you was you started fighting with some UFC guys in Portland, and then you almost quit because, in your words, I think it wasn't happening. What were the circumstances that led you to Bellator, which at the time was still pretty new?
Yeah, pretty much my whole career, you know, I went through jiu-jitsu, and I learned it really fast, and I got my belts really, really fast as a black belt in 6 years or so, and I won nationals and placed in worlds, and, you know, I got my black belt when I was pretty young, and so ever since I got my black belt, even as a brown belt, you know, I was winning humongous tournaments, and I got my black belt when I was an amateur, and it was so hard to find fights, and so I just went pro, and at the same time I went pro, I had probably at least 12 people back out on me. Like, we'd sign contracts and I would get ready for a fight and people would look me up and just back out all the time, you know, and it was really frustrating spending money on camps and going through that in my body and having everybody back out. And so that was pretty much it, you know. And then I went to Rose City and was training with a bunch of guys in the UFC, and Dave Jansen was in Bellator at the time, and you know, they saw my potential, and they called some guys from Bellator, and they drove down and or flew down, and they watched me spar and watched me train, and you know, history is there. They signed me to Bellator only as 2-0, and that's really not, you know, heard of too much or whatever. So they signed me at 2-0 and gave me a shot, and here I am now fighting for the lightweight world title in Madison Square Garden. It's pretty cool.
Amazing. So you won those first couple fights, and then you took out Chris Ensley, Roy Bradshaw here in Lane County, both via first-round submissions, and then you have your first Bellator bout. It was in Portland, a bigger stage. You're facing Scott Thomas. What do you remember about that night, and what went so right in that fight?
You know, at the time when I had my first Bellator fight, you know, I was training with, you know, top-notch guys, like I said, in the UFC and Bellator, and I had a great camp, and it was my first Bellator fight, and literally it was awesome, man. I was so excited, and I was so – I just believed in myself so much, and I always have, you know, and I knew I was going to win that fight, and I know it sounds kind of cocky a little bit, but, you know, just what I put my body through, I trained so hard, and I haven't really met too many people that train like me, and man, I just visualized me winning and so many times, and it happened, and it was great to fight in my home state in Oregon and go out there and put a show on, and especially for my first Bellator fight, you know, it was great. It's definitely truly a good night.
We're talking Bellator 180 with lightweight Brent Primus. So you took down Brent Glass in a similar fashion in round one. You faced Chris Jones then in Bellator 111 just over 3 years ago in Oklahoma. Now, this time you won via TKO. How important was it that you were able to win a fight in a different manner, maybe showing a little more versatility in finishing off a bout?
Yeah, that was great, you know, especially fighting for Bellator. It's crazy. When I was an amateur, I had 4 fights that were knockouts in the first round. And so when I was an amateur, I was knocking everybody out. And then I turned pro, and that's when I got my black belt, and I really was more of a martial artist, and I felt like my jiu-jitsu was top-notch, and that's when I started getting people to the ground and submitting them. But like you said, you know, it's good to get a different finish, and it felt good to get that TKO. It was crazy because when I fought him, I was thinking the whole time, like, man, I'm going to just get, as soon as I get this guy to the ground, he's done. He's mine. I'm going to submit him, and the fight's going to be over. And then I got caught with an up kick. He kicked me in the face, and all I wanted to do was punch him. Yeah, I was like, I do not want to submit this guy. I just want to punch him now. And it lit a fire in me in that fight, and that's exactly what happened.
Folks can follow Brent on Twitter, the handle at Brent Primus, P-R-I-M-U-S 155. Let's get to Saturday night, taking on a very experienced fighter in Michael Chandler. Won the title, lost it, won it back about a year ago, successfully defended this past November. So for those that have not seen Chandler, what have you learned about his style and some of the challenges he might pose?
A lot of challenges. You know, I know what I have. You know, I got a really, really good champion in front of me. You know, he's not the champion for no reason. He's in my eyes, he's one of the best, if not the best lightweight in the world. He's really explosive, really fast. He's got really good boxing. He's a D1, really, really good wrestler. I think more importantly, he's just a really gritty fighter. You know, he goes in there and he's willing to fight to the death. And it's going to be a great fight. You know, and I'm truly honored and to go in there and fight, you know, one of the best lightweights in the world and throw leather with this guy. It's going to be a great night, and it's going to be a battle, man. It's going to be I'm telling you, it's going to be a battle for sure.
Now
I'm ready to fight to the death, and like I always say, man, I'm going to go say goodbye to my family and make my peace with God, and I'm going to go in there and throw down, and I'm ready for anything.
All right. You know, my son, Cale, who you've known for a while, brought up an interesting point that Chandler has been a Bellator fighter since 2010. He's had a lot of fight. There's a lot of film. You think that might give you an edge? You know, he's been more visible, and you might still be a little bit of a mystery to he and his camp?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've only had, you know, 7 pro fights, 5 in Bellator, and the good thing about that is I don't have all that cage time for him to study on. Most of my fights have been in the first round, besides the last 2, and you know, I think that's good. You know, I haven't shown my full potential in there, and there's a lot of things that he hasn't seen, or a lot of people haven't seen, besides my training partners, and I think that's good. And with Chandler, like you said, man, he's a vet. He's had battles and wars in there, 5 5-minute round battles, and there's a lot of tape on him, and you know, I've watched him and I studied him, and I do think he's gotten a lot better and he progressed a lot since, you know, he first started fighting. He used to just be a really good wrestler with an overhand, and now he's a really good boxer and wrestler and everything. So, you know, it's great. I've been watching a lot of tape on him, and he's got a lot of things that he does right, but there's also some things, you know, that he does wrong too, and I'm going to try to capitalize on that.
All right, final thought for Eugene's own Brent Primus, fighting for the lightweight title in Bellator 180. So let's look ahead. 5 fights, big names, Chael Sonnen in one of the main event bouts. For fans who are thinking about tuning in, you know, you're there, Madison Square Garden. How exciting a night is this going to be for the sport and for you to be a part of?
Man, for me being a part of this, it's literally a dream come true, man. It took a while for it to all sink in, and you know, it's every morning I had to kind of wake up and pinch myself a little bit. And this is what it's all about, man. I've been working my butt off and training so hard, and sacrificing, you know, my family and friends and everything, you know. And this is what it's all about right here. It shows you what you know, hard work and believing in yourself can do. And I also, you know, for just the fight card period for MMA, man, this is a legendary fight, you know. Vanderlei Silva, like you said, and Fedor Emelianenko, and legends in the sport. You know, I've been watching these guys ever since I was young when I first started, and I think every single card on this fight is going to be big, and they could be headlining, you know, any fight ever. You know, so this is great, and it's really big for Bellator too, fighting at Madison Square Garden in New York City. And man, it's going to be fireworks. I think every single card, every fight on this card is going to be fireworks, so definitely don't miss it, and it's going to be great.
All right. You know, I know you got a bunch going on surrounding this fight, putting the finishing touches on your preparation, but we really appreciate you finding some time to talk with us. Brent, you be safe, best of luck, and bring home a title.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
All right, take it easy.